Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone? Like those notifications are running your life instead of the other way around? You know that feeling when you try to relax, but your brain just keeps buzzing with the urge to check Instagram or scroll through Twitter? Well, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. For a long time, I was caught in the same digital whirlwind. My days were filled with emails, social media updates, news alerts. You name it, I was constantly bombarded with information. It felt like this endless race to keep up, and frankly, it was exhausting. But then something clicked. I realized that all this constant connectivity wasn't making me happier, more productive, or more fulfilled. In fact, quite the opposite was happening. I was feeling more stressed, less focused, and increasingly disconnected from the real world around me. That's when I started exploring digital minimalism, a philosophy centered around intentionally using technology to enhance your life, rather than letting it control you. And let me tell you, my friends, this journey has been a game changer. It's like shedding a heavy coat on a sunny day. Suddenly, you feel lighter, freer, and more in control. So today, I want to share some key takeaways from my personal experience with digital minimalism that have truly transformed my life. Number 1. Awareness is key. Before you can start decluttering your digital life, you need to understand how much time you're actually spending online. Track your screen time, notice those mindless scrolling sessions, and identify the apps or websites that are sucking up the most precious hours of your day. Knowledge is power, right? Number 2. Set boundaries. Once you have a better understanding of your digital habits, it's time to set some clear boundaries. Decide which activities are truly valuable and which ones can be eliminated or minimized. Maybe that means scheduling specific times for checking email, turning off notifications during work hours, or creating tech-free zones in your home. Remember, you're the boss of your digital life, not the other way around. Number 3. Embrace boredom. This might sound counterintuitive, but trust me on this one. When we're constantly bombarded with stimulation, our brains lose the ability to wander and daydream. Embrace those moments of boredom. They can be incredibly creative and insightful. Go for a walk without your phone, sit in silence and observe your surroundings, or simply allow your mind to drift. Number 4. Cultivate real-world connections. In a world that's increasingly digital, it's more important than ever to nurture our relationships with the people around us. Put down the phone, look up from the screen, and engage in meaningful conversations with loved ones. Remember, those face-to-face interactions are what truly nourish our souls. Number 5. Rediscover your passions. When we're less distracted by technology, we have more time and energy to pursue our passions and interests. What activities bring you joy? What hobbies have you been neglecting? Now is the perfect time to rekindle those flames and rediscover what truly matters to you. Let me tell you about a time this all really hit home for me. I used to spend hours every day scrolling through social media, comparing myself to others, and feeling completely drained by it all. One day, I decided to go on a hike without my phone. Just me, nature, and my own thoughts. It was incredible. I felt so present, connected to the world around me, and surprisingly energized. That experience was a turning point for me. It showed me that true happiness and fulfillment come from disconnecting from the digital noise and embracing the richness of real-life experiences. So, take it from someone who's been there. Digital minimalism isn't about deprivation. It's about intentionality. It's about consciously choosing how you use technology to enhance your life, rather than letting it control you. Remember, every small step counts. Start by setting one or two boundaries today, and gradually build from there. The key is to be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, put down that phone for a moment, and rediscover the beauty of a truly connected life. I can't wait to hear about your digital minimalism journey. Share your thoughts, tips, and experiences on social media using hashtag Digital Minimalism Detox. And until next time, stay mindful, stay intentional, and keep detoxing your mind, one day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.